Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody is having an absolutely blessed day today. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Oh, awesome. Absolutely blessed, shaken down, running over. Cup cannot contain it. This is the day the Lord hath made. I'll rejoice. I'll be glad in it. Got a lot of new information on coronavirus and even more reasons for you to keep yourself, your family protected as far as keeping your immune system very, very strong. So we finally have some information from the first study, which is identifying the mortality risk factors associated with the coronavirus in Wuhan. And, of course, it's being of an older age, showing signs of sepsis and having blood clotting issues when admitted to the hospital, the key risk factors associated with a higher death rate. Now, here's the problem that we have here. When you're older, over the age of 60, you're having a high sequential organ failure, and you're basically having an issue as far as other parts of your body breaking down very, very quickly after you've been diagnosed with coronavirus. And, you know, you still have viral shedding also while you're sick and basically not even showing symptoms. And this extended viral shedding basically has important implications for guiding decisions and isolation precautions in antiviral treatments with confirmed COVID-19 infection. But the biggest problem that I see with all of this stuff is the death rate. And what they're saying here on this death rate is that they basically have found that about 28% of the people are dying. Now, that's crazy, guys. That's just absolutely nuts. In fact, on the average, patients were middle-aged, median age 56 years. Were more, 62% were men, 119 patients, and around half had underlying chronic conditions. And so 28% death rate on the actual numbers coming out of Wuhan now as far as people who are being diagnosed with the coronavirus. Now, guys, that's almost to the point of being unbelievable. But this is what the article says, and it was posted in The Lancet, and it was a journal article. So we have to understand what's going on here with this particular product. And Dr. Horowitz, who wrote the book, actually he wrote the defining book on AIDS and how AIDS was basically developed as a, how should I say this, as a bioweapon to basically destroy the black population in Africa. This is Leonard Horowitz. He wrote a letter now to the Honorable Kelvin Durgemeyer and the Honorable Chad Wolf, the acting secretary, you know, UN, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. And Dr. Horowitz posted this letter online, and he says that the coronavirus bioweapon, media bioterrorism, and recommendations reduce the risks to public health and safety. Now, this guy is pretty big, is what he is. He's huge. He wrote like a 700-800-page book on AIDS. I've used it. I've referenced it many times. He's a Christian. He's an absolutely brilliant guy. And he said that basically the laboratory creation, he's saying it's the biolab-created weapon of this novel 2019 coronavirus to which the AIDS virus envelope gene is attached, as well as the middle fragment encoding of SARS spike protein, both appearing to have been inserted into this virus bioweapon. The media censorship of accurate intelligence addressing the public's reasonable concerns and erroneous and terrorizing information being broadcast instead of helpful preventive strategies beyond hand-washing and the use of face masks, the geopolitical and economic correlates and the antecedents of the Wuhan outbreak and Hawaii's immigration policies risking mainland transmission because he lives in Hawaii. Remember, this guy's a Harvard-trained expert in emerging diseases and media communications. This is who this guy is. He's the editor-in-chief of the Medical Veritas International. He basically has multiple awards for books and films. He's also an expert witness in court cases. And he's saying that this particular coronavirus that we're seeing now, remember there's several variants of it, is a bioweapon, which we have been telling you that for the last 2 months on the Ted and Austin Brower Show. We were way ahead of the curve in the general media as far as getting this information out to you. And we also need to realize that the media is trying to build, how should I say this? Best way to say it, it's just terror. Terror and fear, which is what they live on. They'll show a picture, a staged picture in some cases, of a bunch of people in hazmat suits or in laboratories or an intensive care unit of these people running around in bioterrorist suits, basically with umbilical cords, you know, working on patients. And guys, you don't even know if that's a real picture. That could be a Hollywood sound set or studio. they take photographs of this stuff, and they have what's called file footage, which they just say, oh, I need a picture of a bioterrorism lab to put at the top of this article. So when you see the article, you automatically think, oh, my gosh, they're all in a bioterrorism lab right now. In reality, it was a file footage picture that you could buy just for the article, just to try to prove your point, to make it like a word picture diagram. And this is what we're doing. We're not getting any really good information. I mean, you guys think about it for a second. We know now that we have a 28% death rate, depending on the age group, of this particular virus. That's horrible, guys. This is pandemic level. This is up there with the bubonic plague. This is some bad stuff. Here's the problem. When have you heard Donald Trump or any person in the media or the CDC say, take extra vitamin C, take potassium iodide, okay? Take, you know, vitamin D3, K2. When have you heard anybody say any of that? You don't. All they want to do is show you fear porn, fear pictures. They want to say, oh, my gosh, look at this. And what they do, they're selling what they want to do, because the media is selling it now. They're marketing it. They're saying, oh, by the way, this is coming. And, guys, this is a very real disease. I have not tried to play any games with this. I mean, this is bad. We have over 1,000 cases in the United States, and quite frankly, those numbers are ridiculously low. We probably have 100,000 cases in the United States now, and they're just not telling us. Yeah, I told you guys, this stuff's on geometric exponential growth right now. It's doubling every 5 days. And so now we're at 1,000. Well, you figure the math out on it. You have a five-week cycle in a month, 6 weeks left, but before the end of April, before the end of May, right? So we've got 6 weeks, and we have 1,000. That'd be 2,000, 4,000, 8,000, 16,000, 32,000 by the end of May. By the end of June, it'll be 64,000, 128,000, 256,000. By the end of July, it's going to be in the millions. Now, these are the real numbers that I'm giving you right now. Unless this thing burns itself out because people are producing more vitamin D in the summertime. We have to take our vitamin C 4,000 to 6,000 milligrams a day. We need 12.5 milligrams of potassium iodide every single day, and we need to be taking 5,000 to 10,000 IUs of D3 every single day. Until this thing blows itself out, to maintain a really strong immune system. Yesterday, I was on a big show down in South Florida, and they said, can you please tell us what to do? Now, think about that for a second. Can you please tell us what to do? What are the recommendations? See, they're not getting recommendations from the federal government. You got the Donald playing golf, which is really what he likes to do, down there at Mar-a-Lago, which is where he likes to be, and he's basically having fun down there and basically posting pictures of him fiddling on his tweets, which I guess he doesn't understand the relationship between that and Nero Fiddled by Rome Burned. I guess he doesn't get that one. But the reality is that, nobody is giving any leadership. Why hasn't the Donald gotten up in front of the groups of people and say, hey, here's what you do? Well, here's why. The Food and Drug Administration has long buffooned vitamins. Oh, you don't need vitamins. You don't need to take any vitamins. You get all the nutrients you need out of the food you eat. Okay? That's the mainstream media mindset. You don't need 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. You need like 30 milligrams of vitamin C a day. That prevents scurvy. Well, you want to be right above scurvy with your vitamin C intake? Well, that's nonsense. I want my body to be extremely healthy. So what they've done, they've got themselves painted into a corner. They've told us all of this stuff about how bad vitamins are, which is a complete and total lie. And now they can't come out and start recommending vitamins because they would disrupt their own narrative. Because remember, guys, this stuff is being distributed around the planet. Merkel now is saying that 70-80% of the people in Germany are going to be infected by this. I mean, it's that bad. The coronavirus doctor is revealing his patients or intensive care are as young as 40 and do not have underlying health conditions. And he's contradicting official advice. Nursing home patients. The coronavirus cases in the U.S. surged past 1,000 as nursing home patients in their 90s become the 31st death, and horse trainer is named New Jersey's first fatality. And this is just going on. And guys, it's much higher than they're telling us in here. Coronavirus is coming everywhere, says Tony Fauci, as he warns the event calls for all hands on deck and says people need to prepare now but stop short of backing closing schools. Well, why would he stop short of that? I have no idea. But we have to understand that, we've got a major issue here. The Pope is now telling his priests to go out and minister to the people who have coronavirus. If they're dying in the hospital and they want to have last rites given to them or communion before they die, I understand the priest going in, but you should also be telling the priest to basically be wearing hazmat stuff and also be taking their supplements, but they don't do that either. Italy is now suspending mortgage payments you know, and basically businesses are dying as panicked residents don't know what to do because they're all scared they're going to come down and die with the coronavirus. The National Guard is now deployed to New Rochelle, the largest coronavirus cluster in the United States, where a one-mile radius containment area will shut schools, shops, and temples for 2 weeks to stop it from spreading. It's ready. We've already got the National Guard out. We've got National Guard out, cordoning off entire areas now to prevent the spreading of this disease. This is how serious it is. Coronavirus is engulfing Europe. Angela Merkel warns up to 58 million Germans, 60 to 70% of the population, will be infected. And Spain sees infections triple in 2 days, and Italy records 168 fatalities in 1 day. This is just the latest news. In addition to that, over in Europe, the government plans to stockpile body bags, aprons, and face masks amid the coronavirus outbreak in the UK, which experts warn will infect thousands. So these are the real numbers that are coming across the mainstream media right now. In addition to that, we're having a massive liquidity crisis in the stock market, which is what we warned you about. It's getting worse. Last night, the Fed injected a record $132 billion in overnight repos in one night. And this is just what they're admitting to. We don't know what they did as far as the computer terminals and what they moved around. And so we've got all of this stuff happening. We have dual shocks. OPEC slashes the 2020 oil demand growth by 94% because they know the entire world is going into a recession. But guys, here's the thing. There isn't a plan. There just isn't a plan coming from the Washington. You know, this is an article from Zero Hedge. It says there just isn't a plan as far as what's going on with the coronavirus, what's going on with the stock market. And we're kind of just sitting here being tossed to and fro from no direct guidance from our leadership in Washington. Now, let me ask you another question. How could our government give us leadership when Donald Trump had the Congress Republican the first 2 years of his White House, and they couldn't even get rid of Obamacare? They couldn't even get rid of Obamacare. The Congress was completely and totally corrupt, and they were controlled by the Republicans. Now he has the excuse, it's the do-nothing Democrats. No, it's not. Those Republicans were intentionally replaced by do-nothing Democrats because they wanted to give Trump an out as to why he wasn't getting things done. Because Trump is controlled. White House is controlled. Congress is controlled. Everything's controlled by the international banking cartels, which we talk about all the time. That's basically controlled by the people who took down Building 7. And that's just the easiest way to look at this. And guys, it's so important that you, your family, your loved ones are protected. This morning I spoke to a very high level executive at a major university here in Central Florida. I'm one of the top people directly answers to the president of the university. And he was asking me about what he needed to do for his protection because he's having to travel a lot. And I told him, D3, potassium iodide, vitamin C, total concentrations. Why? Because it gives people direction and guidance. Last night, my youngest son decided he wanted to go somewhere on spring break and fly somewhere. And I told him, I said, bud, you do whatever you want to do. You're 21 years old. Well, I can tell you what to do, but this is reckless behavior. You don't need to be getting on an aircraft right now and flying around the country, even though the flights are dirt cheap, because nobody wants to fly, just for the fact that you might get yourself infected, and then everybody in your family has to deal with this. Then it becomes everybody else's problem because you want to gallivant off for a week and go on vacation during spring break. This is the thing we all have to realize. At this point in our lives, we just need to calm down, back off a little bit, don't panic, and think. Here's what I've learned about being led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will lead you. It's kind of like if you have your eyes blindfolded and someone takes you by the hand and they're walking you through a briar patch. You know, they're leading you through it and showing you where to go. The Holy Spirit doesn't push you through the briar patch. They don't do that. They lead you through it. He leads you through it. This is how we need to be led by the Holy Spirit. It's kind of like trying, you can pull a string, but you can't push a string. This is what I always tell folks. If you don't know, don't go. If you don't feel right about something or you pray about something, it doesn't seem quite right, let it go. The other day, I had another talk show host, a top alternative talk show host, have had me speak to this girl, this woman up in Washington, D.C., who was supposed to be an insider with the White House. And within 30 seconds after I started talking to this woman, the insider in the White House, I basically knew she was a loon. I mean, loon, L-O-O-N, loon. She was nuts. Let me just be more direct with it. And I quickly extricated myself from that conversation. 4 days later, my talk show host friend said, wow, I just figured this thing out. This lady's nuts. I said, it took you 4 days. It took me 30 seconds. I said, you kidding me? So it's when you're led by the Holy Spirit. I'm going to explain this to you again. When you become a Christian and you have a blood covenant with God Almighty, the creator of the universe, he shares with you a tiny, tiny little percentage of what you could handle of his omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence. That's why you've got to be so careful on what you pray. That's why you're not supposed to pray prayers that curse people. That's not of God, guys. That's satanic, all right? That is totally satanic. That Old Testament stuff, they did it in the Psalms. Jesus said, we don't walk like that. We don't live like that anymore. We walk in love. That's what he told us. They'll know you because you love one another. So when God shares with you this omnipotence, when you pray, you create physical reality. You change the fabric of space-time. Listen to me, please. When you pray, you change the fabric of space-time. It's so important to understand that. And God shares with you his omniscience, his all-knowing. He lets you have insight. So you talk to somebody for 30 seconds. You go, that person's a loon. She's nuts. All right? 4 days later, my friend says, wow, I figured out that woman's nuts. Well, like I said, okay? So you have the omniscience, the omnipotence, and the omnipresence. That's only because of the tie that we have to the blood of Christ in the timeline that we have all that in. But we don't really get to go back in time and all that kind of stuff as far as from an omnipresent standpoint. We don't have that opportunity, but we still have the benefit of that because of Christ and the blood of the Lamb. So all of these things tie us together to create an individual as a Christian that's in blood covenant with the creator of the universe that could do all things through Christ who strengthens him. That's what the word tells us that. You've got to understand what you are as a Christian and the power you have. You have to understand what Psalm 91 means. Though 10,000 fall on my one side and my other side, it doesn't matter. The pestilence shall not come nigh me. We have to understand that faith by action is without action is meaningless. God wants you to do what you need to do to protect yourself. Take your supplements. If you're going to public areas, just keep your hands washed a lot. If you have to wear a mask, wear a mask. And just walk in faith, not in fear. The world wants you in a fear-based mindset, because that's false evidence appearing real. It wants you to destroy yourself through fear and give away your rights as a patriot and as an American citizen and as a member of the Republic by giving more and more of your rights away like we did with the Patriot Act in 2001. Don't allow them to do this to you guys. This is the reason that they're manipulating the media, and this is the reason that they're doing this. Remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Austin, what do you think, bud?
Wow, that was excellent opening. And you're 100% right about that. And that's one thing that I've been telling a lot of my friends. I said, you know, the media is intentionally hyping this up and at the same time withholding crucial information from the populace. I mean, I've already talked to you about this repeatedly, and we have the article on the website, numerous reports. You had South Korea from Hyuning Shing, MD, at the hospital in South Korea. He said all patients and all staff members have been using vitamin C orally since last week. Some people this week had a mild fever, headaches, and coughs. Those who had symptoms got 30,000 milligrams of intravenous vitamin C. Some people got better after about 2 days, and almost all had symptoms go away after just a few injections. And then you start looking at the research on it, and vitamin C has been shown repeatedly to lower mortality. There was a research study that was done called from Hunt C called The Clinical Effects of Vitamin C Supplementation in Hospitalized Patients with Acute Respiratory Infections. And it went on to say it is one thing to be sick from a virus, another thing to die from a viral instigated disease. It must be emphasized that a mere 200 milligrams of oral vitamin C a day resulted in an 80% decrease in death among severely ill hospitalized respiratory disease patients. They want to say another research study, vitamin C is effective in reducing duration of severe pneumonia in children less than 5 years of age. Oxygen saturation was improved in less than 1 day with just 200 milligrams of vitamin C given. And that was still in babies. So technically, that dose would be 2,000 to 3,000 in adults when you basically do the mathematics on that for body weight. So, I mean, there's article after article after article literally for the last 60 years about what vitamin C does to the body, how important it is for respiratory infections, how important it is for viral infections. But yet, the mainstream media literally will not even utter a comment on that. All they want to do is keep peddling their fear porn and telling everybody it's spreading, it's doing this, it's doing that, it's doing this. Oh my gosh, what's going on? And it's so frustrating to me because if you had one article on Fox News or CNN of them bringing a doctor on and just citing a few of these research studies, or citing what they've seen in South Korea with the usage of this, or citing what China's already done and multiple doctors over there have been using the vitamin C, everybody would just go, oh, there's an option. Because the problem is right now, and this is why they're doing this, they're trying to peddle fear and at the same time give no solutions, but say we're working on a vaccine, which is going to be the end-all, be-all solution. Remember, roughly 70% of all of these mainstream media outlets get their funding. 70% of their funding is from pharmaceutical companies. That's why if you watch TV, which I don't even have cable, but if you watch TV, I remember when I used to watch it, I barely watch anything because half the TV show or half the show that's on TV, half the commercials were pharmaceutical commercials. You end up muting the TV the whole time, waiting, okay, let's get through another two or three pharmaceutical commercials, and it's ironic. The United States is one of the only places in the world that the pharmaceutical company can do direct-to-consumer marketing, meaning they can put ads and commercials on TV directly to the consumer, directly from the pharmaceutical company. The United States is one of the only places, guys, in the world that does that. Most countries have banned that. They don't even allow it. Don't even allow it. You cannot do direct-to-consumer marketing from pharmaceutical companies. They don't allow it. They want the doctor to be able to handle it. Because why do they do this in the U.S.? Because the pharmaceutical industrial complex is a multi-billion dollar industry. I mean, when we say last year, I think 2019, pharmaceutical sales in total aggregate were upwards of like $550 billion. I mean, we're talking about, if this goes much further, this is going to be a trillion-dollar industry globally. That's why they don't want this stuff talked about, and that's why they want to keep peddling their pharmaceutical ads on TV, because those ads, they're done unbelievably clever. Most people joke about them. You know, it's like, oh, do you have restless leg syndrome? And then it shows, like, somebody walking through, a little, like, prairie, and they're in like a wildflower field, and they're holding hands with their spouse, and they're dancing and skipping and looking at butterflies, and then it's going on and on about this drug, and then the very end, everybody's heard it, the very, very end, in this really, really fast disclosure, it's like, and the side effects may include sudden death, insomnia, irritable bowel syndrome, cardiac disease, like all these different diseases and all these side effects, and you're like, all you had was restless leg syndrome, and now you're talking about sudden death as one of the side effects. I mean, I'm not. Don't quote me on all these side effects of these things. I don't keep up with them, especially these pharmaceutical drugs. But you guys understand what I'm saying with this. This is what they do on a regular basis, and they do it subliminally. It's all propaganda in those commercials. It's designed to make you think you have a disease. I mean, Mom told me the other day she was at the store, and there was a lady basically going through. She ended up getting 12 pharmaceutical drugs. And Mom stopped. She stopped me. She was like, oh, you work at like a nursing home? She's like, trying to get some intel too. Like, oh, something going on, a nursing home around here, a hospice. When lady goes, no, these are all mine. Oh. She's like it's a badge of honor. Like, oh, these are like my dozen prescription drugs. Like, what do you do with your life? I take a dozen prescription drugs. I don't know about you. I mean, a lot of these people, but they've been so brainwashed by these commercials and by their doctors that they really think this is the only way to live. Guys, your health is your responsibility. It's not the doctor's responsibility, and it sure as heck is not the pharmaceutical company's responsibility. Your children's health is your responsibility. There's so many times, and I had a friend of ours the other day come by, and he said, hey, my son's having some issues with basically attention and staying focused. I said, put him on the magnesium brain food. I said, an omega-3 fats. I said, those two things right there are incredibly effective. We've seen that repeatedly in young children. The magnesium brain food and the omega-3 fats with the Norwegian omega-3, like strawberry flavor for the children. And it's great. My kids take it all the time. And you will believe the cognitive functioning and the awareness and the focus and the attention span when you give them this. Now, understand, you're still dealing with 2 and 3 and 4 and 5-year-olds. They're wild. They like to run around. They like to be kids. They like to do things. But that doesn't mean you need to put them on a Schedule II controlled substance like Adderall. That doesn't mean you need to go to put them on the doctor so they can give them more medications to dumb them down. I mean, the rate of antidepressants now in children is staggering to me. I talked about it on a show a couple months ago. That, I mean, they've put tens of thousands of children in the U.S. now, like under the age of 5, on antidepressants. The numbers are mind-boggling. And you bump it up to like 10 to 12-year-olds, hundreds of thousands of kids all across the country going pharmaceutical drugs for antidepressant. You don't even know what you are when you're 5 years old. Let's be clear about that. And this is why the doggone education system, the communist indoctrination camps, also known as public education centers, have done so much in trying to completely and totally pollute the minds of the children. So, that being said, make sure you're keeping your immune system strong and you're getting this information out to other people. Because quite frankly, if everybody starts taking vitamin C, even at just a moderate dose, you know, they're talking about here 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams a day. You can up it up higher than that, but just a couple thousand milligrams a day will do wonders in keeping your immune system strong and your respiratory system healthy. And it still is just drives me up the wall that the mainstream media refuses to talk about this. And now you got the FDA sending basically cease and desist orders, telling people they can't talk about colloidal silver and other things. And that was a whole other topic for yesterday. But they are doing this intentionally because they don't want people talking about the truth. And this is something that we have to continue to fight against and get the truth out there, Deb.
Well, I agree with you 100%, Austin. Very well said. And the colloidal silver, as I mentioned yesterday, let me reiterate that. This is not going to cure coronavirus. It's not designed to do that. Now, it's designed to be a topical that you can put on, like, on the inside of your nose or whatever. And there may be some specific uses for it. But, you know, a lot of people were sanctioned by the Food and Drug Administration with cease and desist orders, basically including one TV evangelist, which I wouldn't really call him an evangelist. I wouldn't know what to call him. Well, actually, I do know what to call him, but I'm not going to do it in mixed company. I probably shouldn't do it at all. But the point is, need I digress? Sorry about that. I was a little, my brain went somewhere else a long time ago and I didn't need to go there. And the thing about it is that, guys, it's so important that we understand that, you know, we can't be making claims. I talked about that in depth yesterday. But guys, let's talk about the duration of a lockdown and being under medical martial law and how the mindset of the country is not set up to be that way. I mean, we're not set up to be told that we can't leave our house or that we have to go to a FEMA camp or that we'll have our medicine at the FEMA camp, but we have to make sure that we go through a metal detector before we go to the FEMA camp to have our guns taken away. I mean, think about this for a second. This is a really good article from Rutherford.org posted on the website. I'm reading you part of it. It says, after all, like the proverbial boiling frogs, the government has been gradually acclimating us to the specter of a police state for years now. Militarized police, riot squads, camouflage gear, black uniforms, armored vehicles, mass arrests, pepper spray, tear gas, batons, strip searches to totally naked, surveillance cameras, Kevlar vests, drones, lethal weapons, less than lethal weapons unleashed with deadly force, rubber bullets, water cannons, stun grenades, arrest of journalists, look at Julian Assange, crowd control tactics, intimidation tactics, and just sheer brutality. Yeah, that's what they've done. They've made us think that all of this stuff is okay. We go through TSA at the airport. They say, we're going to x-ray you from top to bottom and look at your naked body under the x-ray machine. You say, well, I really don't want you looking at my naked body. All right, hands up. We're going to strip search you. I remember that one time in L.A., I didn't want to do the x-ray machine, and I was leaving on a plane to go Orlando, a nonstop flight from John Wayne International, and they basically said, you know, we have to search you. And then basically, because I have a concealed weapons permit, they tested my pocket, and it tested positive for gunpowder residue, which apparently I had not cleaned the gun well enough after I had shot it and put it back in my pocket. And they said, oh my gosh, you've tested positive for, you know, gunpowder. I'm like, well, yeah, I have a guns permit. Here's my permit. Oh, we can't look at that. Now we have to take you in the back to the strip search room. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. I said, you've already patted me down twice. Now you want to search me naked? And, well, we have to go back to the back room. So these two big guys walk. I mean, big guys. They're like, you know, ex-special forces. And, you know, little me, I was probably 55 at the time. I'm like, whatever. So I walked into the back room. I started stripping. They said, what are you doing? I said, I'm going naked. And they said, you're going naked? I said, I'm done. I said, I got 20 minutes to catch a flight. You guys are like, this is ridiculous. I said, you've already patted me down twice. I guess you want to see me naked. I don't know what else to say to you. I said, why are we in the back room? They said, well, don't believe everything you hear about TSA. I said, don't believe everything I hear about TSA. You've just patted me down two or three times. You've got me in a back room now. I said, what the heck is there not to believe about you guys? And they both started laughing, I guess. They really did. Finally, they called the head of security for LAX, and he came over. And finally, I said, hey, guys, can I have my belt back and my shoes? And they said, sure, go ahead. And finally, I said, hey, guys, can I leave now? Can I leave? I said, you can have my pants. I'll put on a pair of gym shorts. I don't care. I said, I got to catch my flight. Or my wife's already on the flight. I'm going to miss it and have to do like four connections to try to get home. They said, oh, no, you can leave now. And I'm like, what the heck was that all about? Guys, this is where they want to take it. I mean, I've been there, experienced it already. You know, I mean, think about it. The government's been amassing an arsenal of military weapons, hollow point bullets, for use domestically, and equipping and training their troops for war, and equipping and training the troops from the UN for war on American grounds. Even government agencies with largely administrative functions, such as the FDA, the Department of Veterans Affairs, and the Smithsonian, have been acquiring body armor, riot helmets, shields, and cannon launchers, and police firearms and ammunition. In fact, there are now at least 120,000 armed federal agents carrying such weapons who possess the power to arrest. So, guys, this is where we are. Rounding this out is the profit-driven campaign to turn American citizens into enemy combatants and Americans into a battlefield. There's a technology sector that's been colluding with the government to create a big brother that is all-knowing, all-seeing, and inescapable. We've talked about that with 5G. It's not just the drones, the fusion centers, the license plate readers, the Stingray devices, and the NSA that you have to worry about. You're not being tracked by black boxes in your cars. Oh, yeah, they track you in your car now, by the way. Your cell phone tracks you. Smart devices, your home monitor you. Grocery loyalty cards, social media accounts, credit cards, streaming devices such as Netflix, Amazon, and e-booter readers' accounts tell them exactly what you look at and what you watch. All of this is taking place right under our noses, funded with our taxpayer dollars and carried out in broad daylight without so much as a general outcry from the citizenry. Well, that's the general citizenry. Make sure, guys, you understand that we have been yelling about this for a long, long time. Remember, it was just 2013. The city of Boston was locked down while the police carried out a military-style manhunt for suspects of the Boston Marathon explosion, which many believe was a false flag. 6 years ago, the city of Ferguson, Missouri, was locked down with government officials deploying a massive SWAT team, armored personnel carriers, men in camouflage, pointing heavy artillery at the crowd, smoke bombs and tear gas to quell the citizens. 5 years ago, the city of Baltimore was put under military enforced lockdown after civil unrest over police brutality erupted into rioting. 3 years ago, with Charlottesville's population 50,000, was locked down while government officials declared a state emergency and enacted heightened security measures. Okay, guys, this is where we are. This is what's going to happen. From those like myself, Rutherford goes on to say, who have studied emergency police states and emerging police states, the sight of any American city placed under martial law, its citizens essentially under house arrest, officials use Orwellian phrase shelter in place in Boston to describe the mandatory lockdown, shelter in place. In other words, you can't leave. Military-style helicopters equipped with thermal imaging devices buzzing the skies, tanks and armored vehicles on the streets, and snipers perched on rooftops while thousands of black guard police swarmed the streets as SWAT teams carried out house-to-house searches leaves us in a growing state of unease. Guys, wow. Think about this. While watching the events of the various lockdowns unfold, I couldn't help but think of Nazi Field Marshal Hermann Goering's remarks during the Nuremberg trials. As Goering noted, here's what he said. It's always a simple matter to drag people along, whether it's a democracy, a fascist dictatorship, or a parliament, or a communist dictatorship, voice or no voice. The people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. This is easy. All you have to do is to tell them they are being attacked by coronavirus and or whatever, and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same in every country. Guys, this is where we happen to find ourselves right now. So again, we don't have a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind, because we have Jesus Christ on our side. And yes, I'm going to talk about Jesus hopefully every day on this show, because I love God. My heart beats for God. And guys, it's so important to understand, this is not God's best, what we have right now. We got a Joe Biden who wins this doggone Democratic campaign thing in the primaries in Michigan, cussing at people, telling them they're full of SH because they questioned him on his Second Amendment rights, and he still wins. We got the communist Bernie Sanders. I mean, we got, you know, we got Hillary Clinton getting set up to go for vice president, or basically in a brokered French Genshin, you know, making her president, or Biden making her vice president, and suddenly he'll meet with his end very quickly, or he'll retire, one of the two. He basically said he's got senile dementia, he's got to go, now Hillary's president. All of this stuff is happening around us as we speak. Guys, it's important to stay focused and realize to stay calm, take your supplements, eat clean, avoid crowds, and point out this mess when you see it to your friends and to your family. Forward this show so people can know what's going on so that we can all get through this. What do you think, Austin?
That was really well said. And the one thing that a lot of people don't talk about very often, as America has a short memory span, is that Boston lockdown. I mean, I remember watching photos of that surfaced and videos of that as they were literally forcing people out of their houses at gunpoint, making them put their hands on their head to go stand outside while they searched their home because they said they had to, because there was a terrorist running around. And I mean, I'm not even going to get into the entire background of that kid and the whole situation and everything else, because I mean, if you've done your research on that, I was in there. I didn't physically see it. I never went to Boston afterwards, but I know there was a lot of very, very, very shady things that happened afterwards, or beforehand and afterwards, that made no sense. But what they did, in my opinion, was nothing short of a full-blown beta test. I mean, I remember everybody's probably seen the photo of the Humvee in the road with the top gunner hatch open, and one of the SWAT team members has his M4 trained right at the photographer taking a photo through the window. I mean, he's taking a photo of him, and I mean, the guy, I mean, he's looking down the barrel of an M4 taking a photo. This SWAT guy's got the rifle on him. And, you know, what they did to those people up there and what they basically forced them to be subjected to was nothing less than a full-blown show of tyrannical force. And in my opinion, it was to see how far they could push the populace and then basically being okay with that and seeing what they do. And I've had people say, oh, well, you know, that's standard procedure. If there's basically an active shooter or somebody in there, you know, they can go door to door, house to house. And I said, you're absolutely right. They can go door to door. They can ask you if there's anybody in your house, and they can ask you to search your home. But you have to consent. At no point in time does the Constitution say, well, if there's an active shooter or there's someone that's deemed a terrorist in the area, your amendment rights are null and void. You no longer have the Constitution. You basically have to get drug out of your house at gunpoint while your hands are on your head and the police get to search your house. There's nowhere, there's no asterisk in the Constitution that permits that. If your house is locked down and you feel the need not to exit your home and you know it's tightened down and you've searched your whole home and everything's locked up, there's nothing they can physically do legally to say, we're coming in your home to search you. Now, they may illegally enter your home with guns drawn and violate your rights. And at that point in time, you need to record every single second of it. And I would be full-blown civil suit on the entire police department if they did that. But the problem is, majority of people submit to that. Majority of people say, oh, okay, there's a shooter in the house. There's terrorists around here. Oh, okay, I'll just walk outside, put my hands on my head, be a good little boy. What about protecting your own domain? What about protecting your own castle? Why do you have to rely on them to protect you? Just a question. If you have the ability to defend yourself and you have the means and knowledge to protect your family, why in the world does somebody come off the street have a better right or a more extensive ability to protect your family better than you do? And the answer is they don't. But they want to give you the perception that they do. They want to force you into thinking that you have no way to protect yourself other than them coming in and searching your home for you. They want you to believe that you're basically helpless and you need to be at the hands of them to protect you every way, shape, and form. This is the entire construct of gun control and gun confiscation. They want to disarm the populace so the populace cannot do anything to defend themselves. And the only way to get a populace to disarm themselves is for the populace to allow themselves to be disarmed. Because you have to consent to be disarmed. Whether or not you're handing in your guns, whether or not you basically are allowing unconstitutional laws to come in, whether or not you basically are submitting to it and not resisting if somebody tries to illegally disarm you. These are all different scenarios. But in all shape, way, or form, it comes down to it. It comes down to consent. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and he was talking about, you know, how Reagan gets a pass with a lot of stuff. You guys know me. I've never given Reagan a pass. There's still a lot of people that are big fans of Reagan. Reagan gave us two of the most egregious constitutional invasion bills we've ever seen in our lifetime. One was the Vaccine Protection Act, which allowed vaccine manufacturers to have zero accountability or recourse for producing some of the most toxic vaccines we've ever seen known to man, with some of those toxic adjuvants. And of course, you can look and see, as the late 80s progressed, the disease rate, the issues as far as with childhood diseases, the autism rate, the cognitive disorder rate in children literally have all skyrocketed since the late 80s, and they haven't tapered off. And the only thing that was consistent with that was the vaccine manufacturers had no recourse. Basically, they had no accountability. And of course, that exact same time was when the CDC started mandating all these different vaccines go on the roster. So, I mean, and then the second one was the 1986 Firearm Protection Act, which completely and totally prevented law-abiding citizens from purchasing newly manufactured machine guns after 1986. And that was ironic that yesterday he talked about Biden. I mean, he made himself look like such a complete and total piece of poo in that video. I was shocked. Like, I watched the video and I was like, I cannot even understand how he looks right now, and the people actually still voted for him when he looked like a complete and total nutbag. And he keeps you can tell he's going senile, just flat out, guys. I'm not picking on him, because senile dementia is not something that's funny. I'll be honest with that right now. I mean, I've seen people that have had that's not funny, but he's obviously had. Constantly forgets where he's at. He's constantly repeating himself incorrectly. He constantly referred to things like AR-14s. He said it like three times in that video, which I get it. Sometimes people blip up on a number. I'm not saying that's not past that, but he's done that numerous times. And when you're dealing with something, especially as such a hot topic of gun control, you really need to refer to your items properly and not make a fool of yourself. And then he blatantly said, you can't buy a machine gun. He's completely incorrect. You can still buy a machine gun as long as it was produced before 1986. It's just outrageously expensive now. But he continues to spout off these topics, belittle people, berate people, completely and totally argue with people with arguments that he doesn't even know the numbers and the topics on. And it doesn't matter. A lot of the general population is so brainwashed, they're still buying into the lies. That is why we do this show, and that is why we talk about what we do, because it's so important that people at least hear the other side of the spectrum. And that is why they're doing everything they can to censor this show and many other shows, including everything on social media when it comes to alternative news on social media, because they do not want to have a opposition side. They want to have the state side, the government side, the narrative side that you are supposed to be told and that you are supposed to believe, and nothing else. That is textbook tyranny, and this is why we will keep doing the show as long as we physically can, and getting this information out there as loud and as high as we can possibly get it. And that's why I keep telling everybody, vitamin C and proper sanitation are the two biggest key factors right now with everything that's going on. Everything else is just smoke. Everything else that the media is putting out is just fear porn. Vitamin C and proper sanitation habits, staying away from big areas where people are going to be really in your face or touching you and stuff like that. And guys, set it and forget it. If everybody does that and everybody keeps your immune system strong and everybody's not all touchy-feely, you know, coughing in each other's face, this is going to be minor at best in the U.S. The biggest thing is everybody needs to understand what's probably about to come next, and that's going to be the giant vaccine push by the end of August, or excuse me, by the end of April, once they get this thing rolled out. And that's going to be the big one that we're going to have to see what happens with the tyrannical model and how far they're willing to try to push us at that point, Dad. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, Austin. The only thing I want to add to it is the vitamin C is a critical component of the immune system, but so is D3 because it allows the it allows the macrophages to activate, and iodine because it allows the thyroid to be incorporated into the immune system like it's supposed to be. Those three things are the blanket protection as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, vitamin C is good. I mean, it's important. But, you know, you need that iodine and you need that doggone D3, because without that D3, you cannot activate macrophages. So that's why we put together the Brouwer-Hagmann Healthy, you know, Immune System Protocol right on the front page of the website. So important. Also, the astragalus is important. Now, if you're over the age of 50, you got prostate issues, you got to take prostate support with that. Okay. In addition to that, we've got the colloidal silver and all the other things that you can also order from the office, along with the black seed oil. I mean, I've got all that stuff stocked up here at the house now because I know what it does and how important it is. One of the silver linings of this crazy stuff that's going on right now with the discount rates from the Fed is that mortgage refinancing is higher. Basically, it's exploded as the rates hit record lows from the Federal Reserve. Now, that's a good thing if you guys have a really high mortgage. If you can qualify for it, get your thing refinanced as quick as possible. Make sure you don't have to pay a bunch of points and what other stuff, because these guys are a bunch of sickos. I know a couple of years ago, Austin was getting a loan for a house, and the beginning of the house was delayed as far as getting it started. And they told him, they said, oh, by the way, because you haven't started the house within 90 days, you have to start paying the mortgage even though you haven't borrowed any money yet. Now, I want to repeat this. You have to start making payments on the mortgage even though you haven't borrowed the money yet. In other words, because you locked the mortgage rate in at a certain level as far as building of this house, because you haven't started building, and even though you haven't borrowed any money whatsoever, you've got to start paying us interest. I mean, what kind of weird sickos come up with stuff like that? Oh, that would be the international bankers. By the way, the Bank of Japan buys a record amount of EFTs and emits paper losses. Again, I should say it this way. The Rothschild Bank of Japan buys record amounts of EFTs. Very important. And then here's another article here from Zero Hedge, and it says, is this how Europe dies? Wow. But it's an article by Pat Buchanan, and it says, Fortress Europe is an illusion. So declares the Financial Times in the closing line of its Saturday edition. Europe cannot ignore the Syrian migrant crisis. Wow. Think about this for a second. We've got millions of more people wanting to leave third world countries, now we've turned Syria into a third world country, and go into Europe along with a lot of things from Africa. When, you know, Gaddafi warned us, you take me out of Libya and you're going to have a migrant crisis in Europe unlike the world has never seen, because they're going to come pouring in from Africa through Libya into Europe. And guys, that's exactly what happened. But again, because Gaddafi had an independent central bank, he wasn't Rothschild controlled, they had to take him out. It's always the same guys. It never, ever ends. It never, ever changes. We are being ruled by a Babylonian, Canaanite, ancient, Kabbalist, religious, sacrificial cult with a Druidic high priesthood. That's who runs the planet. And we have to understand who they are and what they're planning for everybody. Here's another interesting article from Zero Hedge. It says, you cannot spend and promise yourself out of a natural disaster. He's talking about what the Fed's doing. Because after yesterday's sea of red, stock prices are green again. Everyone breathe easy and buy the dip. Whatever, not ever. Does this mean that we basically are past this? Absolutely not. You cannot buy yourself out of a contagion. They're letting you know they're going to use this whole thing with the coronavirus as an excuse as to why the international banking sector is going to have cracks and probably collapse all over the world. It's because they want their one world government and they want their one world currency. So important that you understand this, that this is going on all over the world right now. Because guys, you know, they're telling us, like this article from Daily Mail, you know, this tsunami has overwhelmed us. This is in Italy. Doctors reveal the horrors of the Italian hospitals where the coronavirus war has exploded, and dying patients have to be left untreated as medics work day and night, while experts warn the UK and US public are not scared enough. You hear that? They're pushing their fear porn. We're not scared enough in the United States. Now, I will say one thing about the United States people, okay? The United States people have a Pollyanna approach to everything. And we talked about this the other day. I'm going to mention it again. I'm not that way, okay? Because my mom was from Germany, and she used to tell me the stories when I was little about what happened with the bombing raids and them having to cover their windows with blankets because if the B-17 or planes or the bombers or whatever they were using in World War II had not delivered all of their ordnance to the targets, if they saw any light at all on the ground, they would fix their bomb sites on that light and bomb homes and houses and children and families just to get rid of the ordnance because they didn't want to land with the bombs. This is how I was raised, hearing this kind of stuff. So I don't have a Pollyanna approach about the world. I know what happens. I know how millions can die because my mom told me so. My grandfather, he told me that he'd stand outside. He was in a little town called Bad Ernhausen up there near Hanover, and they would be flying, go to Bremerhaven, and he said the sky would be blackened by B-17 and P-51 fighter escorts. Blackened. He said it was. He said he had never seen anything. Like, he'd walk outside and look at it during the daytime because they started the daylight bombing raids because Germany's air force was Luftwaffe was gone. They would just bomb at will cities and houses and families and farms and everything they could find to bomb. And he said the sky would be blackened with the planes coming over dropping ordnance. Guys, this is what America has never seen. We saw 9/11 20 years ago, and people have forgotten about it. They forgot about what happened in Waco, what happened before they forgot what happened in Ruby Ridge, or they forgot what happened in Boston. They would have just believed that it's happy, happy, happy all of the time. And guys, quite frankly, there's a good mindset to that. But here's the thing. You know, these guys are playing for blood this time. They're playing for blood. Here's another article from Daily Mail. America will be in lockdown like Italy in less than 2 weeks. I don't believe that. It'll be further out, I think about 4 weeks. Worrying graph shows how coronavirus cases in the U.S. are growing as Surgeon General warns the epidemic will get worse before it gets better. Guys, again, we have to have a preparedness mindset. Just stay calm. Remember that. You've got to stay calm. You can't be panicking. Okay? We have to realize that we're going to be prepared. Especially you guys, because you're taking your supplements. And we need to realize also that God is not surprised by any of this. I talked about this the other day. God didn't say, oops, I didn't see that coming. God is omnipresent. He saw this coming. He knew what these clowns were going to do down here. He was so frustrated with it in Genesis chapter 6, he flushed the entire planet. He had enough of it because he had just had enough of these guys doing this kind of stuff. Guys, we know who our Redeemer is. We know that Jesus is the author and the finisher and the perfecter of our faith. We know when he said on Calvary, it is finished, it was finished. From the point you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you never die in the spirit realm. You continue to live forever and be with God in heaven. Remember that. So don't allow panic to grip you. From death, O death, where is thy victory? Where is thy sting? We have overcome the fear of death because of the cross. Jesus did that for us. Always remember that. Don't allow these low-life people who run the media, which are the same people who run the banks, by the way, just thought I'd mention that again. We don't allow them to scare you and to put you into a fear mindset. It is not productive. Take your supplements, stay out of crowds, keep your hands washed, and go on with your life as far as I'm concerned. Austin, I'm going to let you finish up the show. I appreciate you guys. God bless you. I love you, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely. And again, thank you for the support. I know a lot of people have been emailing us and calling us. And again, I'm still trying to keep up with all that stuff. But I think everybody that is awake now has pretty much reached a point and understands that this is a double-sided attack on the U.S. This is not something that's just a accidental virus, in my opinion. We've already talked about that in general, the aspects of the HIV protein and so forth. But they're using this in the same time. I mean, we've seen the National Guard's already deployed now in New York. They're already putting the National Guard out. Any time you have a out-of-control government in any country, it doesn't matter if it's the U.S., you can pick any country, and they want to have more control, they never let a good crisis go to waste. So, again, make sure you understand what's going on now. Make sure you have your preps in order. And this is why I always tell everybody, and this is why I've said for years, people laughed at me and have joked with me before. That's what I've told everybody years. Always have a good gear bag in your truck all the time, especially when you travel far. I mean, if you're like around town or something, whatever. But if you're pretty much going out further than, you know, walking distance of one day, basically, you know, 10 to 15 miles, have a gear bag with you. And I know that sounds paranoid, but now you start seeing some of this stuff, you understand why. And you, I mean, I have pretty much everything in that bag I can completely and totally survive on for 3 days, 100% self-sufficient, and probably stretch it out much, much longer if I needed to. But that's comfortably for 3 days. And I mean, that's that you just go across the board and look at what you need, whether it's regular maps, topo maps, some food bars, some water, water filtration, medic kit, anything, extra ammo in there with an extra small pistol. I mean, where you can legally do so in your state. I hate even having to say that, but just making sure, you know, I'm not trying to encourage anybody to do something illegal down here in the state of Florida. You know, you can pretty much do whatever you need to do legally with a firearm for any lawful purpose. And so that's why I always keep a little backup pistol in there, just in the event that I don't have something with me. Also, a couple little face masks. I've always had those in my backpack. Make sure you're staying prepared and you're staying ready. Always, I throw a couple purple sticks in there. I throw a little bag of vitamins that I rotate out every 6 months in there. Just, you know, a few little things like multiple and vitamin C. That way you have something. If you're out and about, you're not going to start getting nutrient deprived, especially when you're out in something like this. So be aware, be prepped, but also enjoy life still. Like Dad and I said, this is nothing to be fearful of. We know where we're at with this, and we know how to prepare for it, and all you need to do is what you need to do, and that's you're good. So again, thank you for the support. Be sure to check out a couple of different kits and specials we have on the website. The product of the week, they look like we're coming to a head-to-head with the eyesight and prostate support. So I'm going to see who votes on that, because they're actually tied right now as I'm doing the show live. But they will change, I'm sure, in the next 30 minutes. So we'll see which one wins, and we'll go from there. But again, thank you for the support, guys. Thank you for just everything you keep doing for Health Masters. And please continue to support us in getting this information out there. Even if you don't buy your supplements from us, whatever. I don't try to get anything from anybody, but at least get this information out there and wake up more people. At the very least, please do that. Because if everybody forwards one show here, gets this information to another person, they forward it to somebody else. That's how social media has worked before when stuff goes viral. This is how we get this information out there, because we have to continue to fight the information war that we're seeing and being suppressed as far as our ability to have free speech in this country. We have to keep fighting that. It's crucial, guys. So again, thank you for the support. Stay ready. But on the other hand, too, enjoy life. And that's what I said the other day on the show. Get a deck of cards. Get a board game. Get something. If you're at the house and you guys got to stay in for a week or two, have something that the whole family can enjoy and hang out and spend more time together, especially get off the phones and the iPads and all the TV crap. So thank you, guys. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.